Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is KF4TK calling all radio amateurs to the Far Cure Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If you don't get that 0.4 hertz, you will not get in. Just kidding. If anyone or anything listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computers, software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. This evening I will talk very briefly about what a coherent receiver is and how it works to provide modern features like the Kraken SDR does. Several club members have gotten one of these puppies, and maybe someone has even put it to use yet. I don't know. Mine is still in the box. We'll talk about what that means and why it's important and what that enables and what the features of coherency are that are required to do those things. But that's not going to be a very long chat. So if you have other topics or questions that you would like addressed or that you would like to bring to the net, please call now.
1-HTV.
Okay, 1-HTV, go ahead.
Just one announcement. Don't forget, this Saturday is the Farah breakfast over at the Bistro, 8 o'clock approximate start time. You get there early if you want and stay as late as you want. So see you guys on Saturday.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the announcement. Does anyone else have any topics that they would like to bring to the net this evening? Please call now. All right, hearing none, we'll talk briefly about announcements and news. There is nothing going on in terms of contesting this week. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, there is always something going on in Radio Sport, and you can always find out what those things are by going to your favorite contest calendar. And the easiest one to remember for me is contestcalendar.com. I have no affiliation with that site. It's just easy to remember to type in. And this week, there's something interesting going on next weekend, actually. It's called the Ham Spirit Contest. And it's interesting because it was established by the Central Siberia DX Club, and I just thought that was amusing because I guess if you're in Central Siberia, DX is pretty much all you've got to chase. So check that out. There's a collection of other events going on, of course, each and every day this week in Radio Sports. So check out contestcalendar.com for more. Does anybody else have any other news or announcements that they would like to bring to the net this evening? Please call now. All right, hearing none, we will take a round of check-ins. So if you'd like to join us, please call.
HTV. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, no comment.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec Charlie November.
Whiskey 4, Romeo Kilo Uniform.
K3 FR.
November 4, Golf Sierra Delta.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
N2NAR, no comment.
K04BAZ, no comment.
K04, November Mike Charlie.
WV7RAV, no comment.
All right, let's hold it there. I copied K1HTV, K04WYX, no comment. WD8QCN, W4RKU, K3FR, N4GSD, KM4OZH, N2NAR, no comment, KO4VNZ, no comment, KO4NMC, WB7RAV, no comment. I almost got through all those folks in one breath. Anyone else I missed or anyone whose call sign I stuffed up, please call again.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Kilo November, no comment.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Lima Foxtrot, no comment.
All right, got a couple more. KO4QKN, no comment, and KO4LLF, no comment. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for joining us this evening. Okay. So, coherence. What is it? What can you do with it? Why is it important for digital signal processing to perform your direction finding, passive radar, bistatic radar, and other modern signal processing feats of wonder? The Kraken RF box, for those of you who don't know, is a 5-channel coherent software-defined radio receiver and an accompanying Raspberry Pi image that allows you to pretty much, out of the box, perform those activities, assuming you set your antennas up correctly. It is basically just a single board with 5 copies of the ever-popular RTL SDR receive chain hooked up to some additional testing and communications, common communications chips to make it simpler to plug into your Raspberry Pi or laptop or whatever. And so what you can do if you have a coherent receiver is you stick multiple antennas out in a known configuration, and when the radio signal passes by them, you make your observations, and you can then make determinations about the direction of arrival of the radio signal based on the phase difference of arrival at each antenna. Same story for passive radar. If you have one channel looking at an illuminator signal and a second channel looking at reflections of that signal from other places, then you can do time delay analysis and Doppler analysis and figure out how far away those things doing the reflecting are and whether they're moving or not, and if they're moving towards you or away from you, and how fast. So all of that requires coherence, and coherence basically means that across all 5 channels of the Kraken SDR, the information in the sample streams is known with respect to the phase difference of the receivers. So let's unpack that for a little bit. If you go back to that concept of just 2 antennas and a radio wave passing by them, the antenna that it passes by first is gonna have one view of the signal, and the antenna that it passes by second is going to have a slightly delayed view of the signal. And so if you sort of draw that out on a piece of paper and you draw a sine wave and then you draw another sine wave that's a little later, then you could say, oh, well, I know how fast the sine waves are going because speed of light and radio waves, and I know the frequency of the radio wave because I can measure that, and I know the time difference of the wave as it passed by the 2 antennas because I can line it up. Now, that last part is the tricky part, because when you're looking at a sampled waveform, if you're going to line them up, that means that the clocks, the sample clocks that were used on the 2 different channels have got to be the same clock, and they have to, and the 2 channels have to be either exactly the same in terms of phase relationship, or they need to have a known phase difference that you can calculate out. And the reason for that is if you don't have the same sample clock on each channel, then your 2 pictures of your sine waves are sort of free-running and independent. You have no way to line them up because you really have no way to know how far off the sample clocks are from each other. So what can you do about that? Well, the easiest thing to do is just use one sample clock for all the receivers, which is what the Kraken does. There's one sample clock driving all 5 receivers in the Kraken SDR. And that leaves only the phase differences internal to the device and to sort out. And so what is a phase difference? It means that, no matter how tightly you manufacture something, how tight the tolerances are, there's going to be little variations in components, and there's going to be differences in inductances and capacitances and stray fields and things inside the box, and you know, the channel closes to the edge of the chassis, has a slightly different view of the world of the channel, you know, that's got two neighbors on either side. So all of that contributes to, you know, just little differences in how the signals propagate through the box. So we can't cheaply eliminate all of those and make every channel identical. But what we can do is we can measure how far out of whack they are and just use that information to calculate what the signal would look like out of that channel if it were perfectly phase-aligned with some reference. And in the Kraken SDR, that capability is provided by a built-in noise source, and it's important that the noise be noise so that when they look at the signal on one channel and the other channel, it's very unlikely that it's going to line up anywhere except the one true offset. And when you find that one true offset, you know how far apart the channels are in terms of time. And when you know how far apart something is in time, you know how far apart it is in phase at a particular known frequency. So the Kraken automates all of that and provides a stream of coherent samples out to the software, which can then use the assumption that the samples are coherent and that it can draw a picture of the radio wave as it passes each antenna and make those assumptions about time difference of arrival based on now valid assumptions about the underlying receiver system. So that is a very quick, high-level explanation of what coherent means in terms of the Kraken SDR and using it to perform time difference of arrival or phase difference of arrival, radio direction finding, and other fun things. You can find a lot more online about that, but that's just sort of a get-you-oriented type of orientation for the technical service net this evening. Hope you found it interesting. This is KF4TEK, and we are now going to spin it around for folks and see what they've been up to lately, what technical things have been occupying their time, if any, and see how they're doing. So with that, I will start at the top of the list with Rich, K1HTV. How are you doing?
Thank you, Mike. KF4TEK in the net from K1HTV. Doing fine. Andy is presently in the shack. I'm upstairs. He's operating the sweepstakes. So far, he's worked over his last count. Well, he went down, restarted at 8 o'clock. He has an hour and a half of time to use up before he hits the maximum 24 hours. He's made over 700 contacts. He's worked all ARRL sections. I think there's 84 of them. So he's got all sections and putting up a pretty good score. As far as other things happening, solar flux is 119. We expected the K index to climb. The K index went up to like 3. It's back down a little bit to 2. Conditions still seem pretty good. Conditions were excellent on Friday and Saturday. The northern paths were excellent. I worked stations in India and Thailand and deep into the former Russian republics and deep Asia. Just very good conditions Saturday and Friday mornings. Other than that, got the station pretty much working for Andy. All the antennas seem to be performing, except the 40-meter beam is performing well, but is working fine in the low part of the band, but the SWR is high in the phone band, so that's going to be another trip up the tower to have it resonant a little bit higher in the band. I think it's resonant around 7,000 instead of up in the 71 or 7150 range, so we get a little bit better SWR readings across the band. Other than that, the station seems to be performing well. We'll see how he does. I'm sure I'll have a report for the Wednesday net as to how things work for him. As far as the Kraken, Andy used the Kraken. I drove with him for the fox hunt. It worked excellently. We're the first to make it to the first location and the first to make it to the second fox location, and it really performed very, very well. So hopefully, Mike, you can get yours going. Andy has some ideas on how to mount the antennas, how to get them proportioned right and exactly in the right spot. So I think you'll have some fun with the tracking things once you get your system going. That's it for now. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich Fine Business. Very good. I thought I could hear Andy in the background of your audio, oddly enough, for a minute there. Let me know, others, if you heard that too, or whether it's just my radio doing something weird. Thank you, Rich, also for the reminder that the breakfast is this coming Saturday. All right, let's move on to WDAQCN, I believe, is the next person with no comment. How are you doing tonight?
RTK in the net, WDAQCN, Evening Mike. Thanks for taking it tonight. Doing all right here. Managed to work that Tango Lima station, Central Africa Republic, there on four bands this week. So that's been good. Mentioned the Kraken. That was quite a coincidence. There's an article that just came out in this month's IEEE Spectrum that mentions the Kraken for basically passive radar type applications. So that should be interesting. And I want to remind everyone on the net, I have much more participation here tonight, so I want to say it again, that the club Christmas party is coming up on December 10th, 4 p.m. at the PATH building. Hope to see everybody there. That's about it for this week, Mike. Back to you, KF4TEK in the net, WD8QUCN.
All right, fine business, and good. Thanks for those reminders. All right, moving on to Kevin, W4RKU. How are you doing?
KF4TEK, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight. First of all, you aren't the only one that heard Andy's sideband signal and Rich's transmission. So I'm guessing he's running a lot of power. I, too, actually had I dabbled in the sweepstakes contest yesterday just because I've never done it before. Turned out I really haven't worked a sideband contest with my new call sign, so and I probably need to practice it a little bit more. But I actually heard Andy on the air. I think he was up to 70 when I heard him on 15 meters yesterday. But it was, everybody with big power is going to really get the contacts. Not knee barefoot with a wire hanging out the roof, but it was a learning exercise. That's why it kept me ready for VAQP. And thanks for the explanation on the coherent SDR there, Mike. And trying to think of anything else I wanted to share with the group. For fun, got my GMRS license. See, that's just as somebody said, going to the dark side with it. But just because of it's radio and something I was interested in knowing a little bit more about. So that's all. And I've been trying to work that TL8AA there on CW, but boy, lots of people are trying to get him, and I just can't get through. I was working on trying to get through last night, and he was filled up with JA stations. So I can't, but that's on CW, not FT, any FT mode. But anyway, that's about all for tonight. So I'll turn it back over to my KF4TEK, W4RKU, back to that.
Check in.
All right, thanks, Kevin. This is KF4TEK for the Far East Internet Technical Services Net, and we will move up to K3FR. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Good evening, KF4TEK, K3FR, by the way. Sounds like you've got Bob from Tennessee in here as well on the Internet. Well, I just haven't been doing an awful lot of radio. I did stay up late on Thursday night, and got up a little bit early on Friday morning, hopefully to find some Leonis meteors, and I didn't hear a ping at all, not on 6 and not on 2. So I went back to bed about 6 o'clock in the morning, and that's about it. Just putting together ideas for myself for other projects. So back to you. That's it, Mike. Thanks for taking the net tonight. KF14K, K3FR.
Okay, Ron, sure thing. And at least you got up and gave it a spin. You know, that's the important part. I'm amazed that anybody can talk on meteors, but it's done, so good on you for trying. And I don't know Bob, but I guess we'll pick up Bob when we do our next round of check-ins here in just a minute. We're up to N4GSD. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TAK is November 4, Gulf Sierra Delta. Name here is Dwight, Greater Catlett. Long-time listener, never really say anything. But after trying to get some friends hooked on the hobby, I've started playing with radios again. Back to the net, N4GSD.
All right, Dwight. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have folks come in and say hi, even if you know they don't have anything specific they wanna say. So appreciate your checking in, and appreciate your staying interested and getting other people interested as well. So it's always good. So thanks for wow. See, folks, you do not have to be a really good net operator to do this. Thanks for stopping by. All right. KM4OZH, how are you doing tonight?
KM4TEK, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. And, Mike, thank you for the information on the Kraken there. That was, Andy and Rich really did a great job there at the Fox Hunt there. It was quite amazing. So anyway, so apparently that system is working. At least Andy's able to make it work. But let's see. So what have I been doing? I've been last week I had my neighbor Jeff WB4TT program my new computer that I got from Andy, and with cat control and FT8. So now my rover will be operating on FT8. Of course, there wasn't enough time to do anything with it because deer season showed up. So the last couple of days, that's what I've been doing. So I successfully ambushed Bambi, and that's in the freezer now. So anyway, and one other thing, I fixed a problem that I didn't even know I had. One of my coax switches on my radio console for the mobile equipment here, evidently the contacts on one side were getting bad, dirty, not firm enough, something. Did not show up on transmit because it was between the radio and the amplifier, but on receive it's been getting worse. Now I know with this setup in the house, the mobile rig in the house, with the mobile antenna in the living room at the same spot. I used to receive this repeater at 40 over 9 dB, and now it's 55, just fixing that switch. Now it's 55 dB over 9. So there should be improvement on my receive. So I'm pleased. Didn't even know I had the problem. So there we go. That's about all I got for this evening, and KM4OZH, back to net.
All right, Gil. Well, it's always a pleasure when that sort of thing happens, isn't it? That's great. 55 over 9. That's, gotta wonder how accurate that is all the way up there at that end of the scale, but 15 dB is nothing to sneeze at. All right, KO4NMC, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK and the net. This is KO4NMC. Good, Mike. Appreciate you doing the net. Maybe you're not the best control operator by your own grading, but I think you're doing great, and I always am intrigued by the topics that you bring up and the information that I'm able to glean from them. Curious about the Kraken. You know, I've been watching things like this, much higher, more expensive, complex things like that on the government side for years. I'm curious what, the quality of the timing and the noise sources are, and if you can increased that a little bit by adding higher Q timing devices and noise generators, if that would affect the quality of the Kraken. Sounds intriguing. Anyway, not a lot going on in the radio for me. I'm making a move of some equipment, so I'm making cables, and always good to remind yourself to make sure that the ferrules are on the cables before you put the other parts on and go decrepit. Something I seem to re-remember every time I go to do something like this, but always fun, and I do enjoy it, so it's all good. And Kevin, with respect to the GMRS, it's interesting you should bring that up. There are a number of people I know who, just for whatever reason, are not interested in getting ham radio license, but have gotten their GMRS licenses. I have mine as well, just to be well covered, but there was a recent event at the Dulles Convention Center that a number of folks I know went up to, and it seems to be a little bit of a different community than the regular ham radio community, so it's kind of fun to watch, but interesting anyway. With that, that's about all that's going on with me. Turn it back to the net. It's KO4 NMC.
Okay, excellent. Good questions. Thanks for bringing that up. I don't think that there is an external noise input or external frequency reference input on the Kraken. I think it's designed to be as cheap as they could make this kind of thing. So there's 5 antenna inputs, and that's about it for, and I'm sure that somebody who's got a microscope and a reflow kit might be able to do something like that, but that ain't me. I did notice there is one interesting statement on the crowd supply. The last crowd supply update for the Kraken says that some guy named Matt Blaze notes that, quote, apart from some hardware limitations, his experience with the Kraken SDR is even better than his extremely expensive high-end RNS DDF-007, so that would be a Rode & Schwarz piece of gear. And I know that Rode & Schwarz makes very expensive gear, but I don't know whether or not they, whether or not this particular device is purpose-built for doing this, or whether it's something that you can force it into with some creative cabling and some software. But reports continue to pour in from the field. It's definitely stimulating research, and that's always the fun part. Because as you know, most of the magic here is in the software. All right, that's the end of my list, and I heard that there was an internet check-in there, so we'll start with that. If you are on Echolink or All-Star, I forgot the other one. If you're coming into us from the internet and would like to check in, please check in now.
W4VFW, Rob in Irwin, Tennessee. I'm on the Echolink. Over.
All right, excellent. We picked up W4VFW, Rob in Tennessee. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your patience. Is there anyone else who would like to join us, check in, or recheck? Please call now.
K4SLO, check in.
K4HQV,
Alpha Romeo Zulu, check in.
K4HQV, recheck.
This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Foxtrot Juliet Bravo, check in.
All right, had a little finger spasm there typing, but I got K4SLO, K1HTV, KB3ARZ, WA4FJB, I think, and there was a double, and I don't think I recovered the other one, so if I messed up your call, or if there was a double, or I didn't get you, please call again. Okay, I guess it is better than I thought. Let's pick up our new folks. K4SLO, how you doing?
KF4TK, this is K4SOO. Good evening, Mike and the net. This is Jim from Warrington. Just checking in. Haven't been able to check in quite a while, so it's good to be on with you all tonight. Mike, definitely appreciate the talk tonight on coherence and also on the Kraken SDR. The Kraken is definitely on my bucket list, and I'm probably going to pull the trigger on that one pretty soon. So, really appreciate the talk. And let me see, what I've been up to lately, I've been doing some FT8 on multiple bands. I've been doing pretty well, actually, getting a lot of good OCONUS as well as CONUS stations. And other than that, I purchased a NUELEC dish antenna, parabolic antenna, and a Sawbird LNA that operates in the GOES satellite frequency range. And that's about 1.7 gigs, and I've been pulling in weather images off of the GOES 16 and 17 satellites. And the ultimate goal for the parabolic dish is radio astronomy at 1.6 gigs. So I'm going to be strapping that to my telescope mount at some point and see what I can do with it. And that is really about it. KF4TEK, this is K4SOO, back to the net.
All right, Jim, I think you said it was Jim. Thanks for checking in. That sounds very cool. I've always interested in pulling down those high-rate images from the GOES satellites. It's another thing I have not done, just thought it was really cool and interested in it, so that's pretty neat. Hand clap from here, and I think that would make a great club presentation at some point. Thanks for joining us. I did not mean to skip Rob. W4VFW from Tennessee over Echolink. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Mike. Thanks for running the net and picking me up. Currently, I'm sitting here watching my college team, Kentucky, get absolutely destroyed by Gonzaga. And other than that, I've been working with essentially an R9 vertical that took me 2 years to get resonant on 40 and 80, where I could transmit with any kind of low SWR. After taking it up and putting it down maybe 7 times in the last couple of years, we finally got it right when we were getting ready to give up on it. So I'm on a vertical now on 80 meters, and it's amazing. It's like a kid in a candy store. And I've also got my new FL7000 amplifier with 10 watts of drive. I'm getting well over 500 watts out on 40 and 75. It's been a great week. I hope everybody's well, and if I don't hear you before, God bless you all on Thanksgiving and every day. Robin Irwin, back to you, Mike.
All right, Rob. Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like you got stuff going your way, and that's pretty cool. So it sounds like a nice thing. I'm glad the antenna is finally doing what it should. It must feel good after all that time to get it going. So shows where you end up if you don't give up. Good on you. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for joining us. I look forward to talking to you again on Future Net. All right. KB3ARZ, how are you doing tonight?
This is KB3ARZ, doing well. I just figured I'd check in the net. I was scanning through and heard somebody talking about the net, so I figured I would chime in. The name's Bob. I'm over here in Indian Head, Maryland. I know a few people on this repeater, so I'm good to hear the net. Just wanted to jump in and say hello and hope everybody's having a wonderful evening. It's KB3ARZ, back to the net.
All right, Bob, thanks for stopping by. I could just pick you out of the noise on reverse at F1 here in Warrington, so great trip from Indian Head. You sound great. And I hope you're doing well, and thanks for the wishes. All right, we're up to WA4FJB. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. Thank you very much. Appreciate the run-in of the net. And just like Bob, I decided I'd stop in there, check in, and say hello. So 73s to y'all. Back to net control, WA4FJB.
All right, thank you much. Is that Foxtrot Juliet Papa or Foxtrot Juliet something else?
Foxtrot Juliet Bravo.
Okay, I had it right the first time. Thank you very much. Thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure to have folks come in and say hello. And hope to chat with you again in the future. All right, last round for... No, that's not true. Here, I haven't called Rich's recheck. K1HTV. Go ahead with your recheck.
Very good, Mike. This is K1HTV with the K1RA in the background. Apparently, the RF from the 40-meter, the 80-meter OCF, not that far away. I lowered it, so it'll be a better NBIS antenna, and it's parallel with the mic cable that I have now, and I'm sure some of the RF on sideband is being induced into the cable as he makes transmissions. By the way, he's not running high power. I don't have an amplifier for HF. For 64 years I've been on the air, on HF I've always used 100 watts or less, so he's running the 100-watt level, but good antennas, all in the antennas. I do run high power on 6 and 2. I can run on 2 and 70 centimeters, so that's it. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you on during the next night on Wednesday. Probably wish you a happy Thanksgiving again. I'll see you all on Saturday at the breakfast. You know, I'll make it up at the bistro at the bottom of Hospital Hill in the basement level. Back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net. Mike, KF4TEK, K1HTV.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rich. And, yeah, not sure I'm going to get out there Saturday, but great if you can, folks. Go meet Pete face-to-face and say hello. All right, any other new checks, rechecks? Let's call now.
Recheck.
All right, now I'm going to guess who that was based on two syllables. Was that W4RKU or someone else?
KB3. ARZ, it might be weak on your reverse side. I'm only running 5 watts. I keep this radio as low as possible, but I beefed it up. You might be able to hear me on your input better, Bob. I like to run this thing as low as possible. This is KB3. ARZ, back to the net.
K4SLO, what time is the breakfast Saturday?
So, very good. And kudos to you because, of course, we are all supposed to run the minimum power necessary to carry out our communications. So it's awesome you can get all the way here on 5 watts. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, well, I'm going to take this opportunity with the mic key down to say that this has been KF4TEK for the Farinet, and I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening and remind you that if you would like further information about tonight's discussion or information on FAR, you can see our website, w4va.org, or you can send an email to farinet@w4va.org. Stand by. All right, this is KF4TEK closing the Farinet and returning your repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all. Good evening, 73.
K4SOO, this is K3FR.
K3FR, this is K4SOO. Go ahead.
I'll answer your question. 8 a.m. On Saturday at the bistro, K3FR.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have something later that morning, but if I can make it, I definitely will. It's been a while since I've been able to hang out with y'all. This is K4SOO listening.
K1HTV, W4VFW.
W4VFW, K1HTV. This was in the kitchen making a little snack, getting something out of the refrigerator. Warm it up in the microwave. How's it going? See any good westerns lately?
No, actually I haven't. I'm a Superman fan. And I bought the entire catalog of episodes on Amazon Prime, and that's what I've been doing. I just loved that program when I was a kid, and it still brings fond memories, and you'd be amazed at how many of those bit characters at the time went on to big careers. That's the story here, and I guess you heard that I'm just pleased as punch with this 4080 vertical that I've got.
Very good. Okay, and Superman, yeah, I enjoyed watching those old episodes. I ran across a couple of them and on some of the channels, but yeah, I guess the whole package is available. And thought about that. And congratulations on finally getting the taming the 40 and 80 part of that vertical. I assume the upper ones are other upper frequencies are working okay, but I'm glad you got all working now, and you do need the low SWR with that amplifier, so even though it has a tuner, there's a point at which you won't really
will perform well. So congrats on that, and I hope you have good success in working around the country and even beyond. Over.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it just works great for me, and it's opened up entire new avenues for me on 40 and 80, which are my preferred bands. Although I have been getting on 20 meters recently for the first time in years. But that amplifier is just amazing. And I'm just so, I bought it for less than market value, and it's perfect, Rich. And I'll let you get back to your snack there, but I did hear you, and I wanted to say good evening to you.
Good, Rob. I had to wait for the CW, the ID, to complete, which you don't hear. So you don't hear any of the announcements or the CW ID. So if there's a long gap and you're wondering what happened, we haven't forgotten you. It's usually the repeater is talking, either a male or a female voice, or the CW ID is identifying. Very good. Well, thank you very much for calling, and glad to hear you're doing well down there, and I'm very happy for you that you got the 80 and 40 going, but you're missing the real fun. The real fun is starting now on 15, 12, and 10 meters. In the morning, I turn the radio on about 7 o'clock and turn around the bottom of the band, and on FTA, there's signals coming in from the Indian Ocean, from over in Europe, and about an hour or so later, I hear stations from India and just all kinds of stuff coming through. Sometimes long path openings to Asia over the South Atlantic happens maybe around between 8:30 and 9:30, sometimes even later. So not as many on sideband, but there's still side. The other night I worked two JA stations on phone on sideband with 75 watts or 100. I guess I ran about 100 watts on sideband. 75 watts from the digital mode. So if you haven't given 10 meters a try or 15 or 12, if the K-index stays low, you should have fun. The K-index was supposed to go up to 5 tomorrow, so that might kind of wipe things out. But in the next couple of weeks, give 10 meters and 15 and 12 a try, Rob. I think you'd be surprised at the DX you'll hear. That's an amazing band. They are amazing bands when the solar flux is high enough. All right, I'm going to go get my snack now and warm it up and sit down and watch old TV before I go to sleep. All the best. See you during the week. And see you on the Wednesday night net. W4BFW in Irwin, Tennessee, by Echolink. This is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia, about 50 miles west of D.C. 73, Rob, we'll see you again.
Okay, Rich. Well, it's a pleasure. Have a good snack. You've gotten me hungry, except I have to go downstairs, and I probably won't. Cheers, 73. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
This is N4GSD. Anybody around that could give me a signal report? Over.
N4GSD, K3FR.
KG3FR, N4GSD, go ahead, please.
Okay, very good. N4GSD, K3FR, Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot, Romeo. Name is Ron. I'm in Manassas. You are into the repeater here. Full quieting. No sizzle, and good quality audio, fully modulated. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Breaking in a new radio and still trying to figure out how to program all the pertinent data into it. I just spent the evening programming repeater locations, so when I hit where's the repeater, it can tell me which one's closest. It's one of those new ICOM ID52s, well, new to me, but I'm sure they've been out quite a few years. Hi. I already messed up your call sign. I got the last two letters, FR. It's N4GSD.
Well, that's okay. No problem at all. I've had other call signs on me that I've had that have been really messed up. It just comes with the territory. Sometimes my voice doesn't modulate, or should I say, my voice modulates, not the radio. Radio modulates well, but sometimes the voice does not modulate well. I have an awful time with the speech recognition programs on my phone. It just refuses to listen to what I'm saying.
And 4GST, K3FR.
K3FR, yeah, it's November 4, German Shepherd Dog. Yeah, I get that. Like I said on the net, been trying to get one of my coworkers into ham radio, and, well, it has affected me because actually talking on radio for the first time in probably a few years. Well, I'll let you go. K3FR, this is November 4, Golf Sierra Delta 73.
Okay, very good. M4GSD, K3FR. Yeah, I think I'm going to run over and grab something to eat in the kitchen here, too, and then maybe head up to do a little bit of reading and then off to bed. Not much else to do tonight. Take care. We'll see you down the log. K3FR.
Whiskey 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.